Father, we thank you this morning that you've given us a voice to speak to the body of Christ in a time like this. There are men and women of God all over the world praying. There are officials are praying and different people who believe in you. And you've spoken to us this morning in prayer. And we will release it to the body of Christ all over the world today. There's a lot of fear, there's a lot of sorrow, a lot of pain. And we recognize these are the last days. We've been in this 47 years. We've seen some things. And this morning, we want to share with the body of Christ, which you place on our heart, then preach a message to back it up. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want everybody who listens to me to have a Bible. The computer, the iPad, the phone, you're not going to be able to use it properly this morning. You need a Bible because the Bible holds the contents only of God's Word. And we have a system that is going to everything but God's Word. And this disease, this virus, what you call it, Clover, what?
COVID-19.
The law, huh?
COVID. Yeah.
19. There's an answer. You properly pronounce it. Just listen to what I'm saying. There's an answer to it. The answer is found, he told me to prophesy, John 3:16. There's an answer for it, but there's not a solution for it for the whole world. The solution is going to be for those who believe, because it is a part of the world system. It is not a part of God's world, but it is a part of the world system. Now, those of us, John 3:16, who are believers and we are part of God's world, not the world system, we are protected. It says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The same thing hold truth, the Spirit of God said to me this morning about this virus. Those who believe God are protected.
That's right.
Secondly, he told me Mark 9:23. If thou can believe, all things are possible for him that believeth. Now we got Jesus back up, we got God back up, we got the Holy Spirit back up on these words. I'm prophesying to men and women who can take a hold of what God is saying. And then, my brothers and sisters, the third scripture he gave to let you know that he got you covered and you protected. And he said to me, the virus is not going to be ended now. And the reason it's not going to be ended now is because if it end, men going to the world system going to get worse and turn their back on him more and more. So it's here. There will be no cure right now. There will be no nothing medically can clear this up at this time. Would you believe this come out of Darrow? Then he says, John 7:37 is the cure, but you can't take it only by believing. The only way you can take it is by being a believer. John 7:37 through 39 is the cure for COVID-19. But the only way you can take this medicine of the word to cure it is that you believe.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
See, it's still going to stay in the world system.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
But now he's showing believers how to get it out the word system.
Wow.
I'm prophesying whether you know it or not. Anybody who come against this will drop dead. You cannot play with this, get on the news, go to playing with this and go to making mockery of this. You're in serious trouble, your family in serious trouble, because this is of God.
That's right.
Wow. It's a warning, you understand? Because they like to play with stuff when God speaks. People like to play with God and belittle what God is saying. I'm speaking from what God told me in my spirit this morning in prayer. The solution is John 7:37. And then I'm going to preach a message to back it up. I'm speaking to the worlds of believers and those who desire to come out of the world system. Get saved. Get saved. We're all not just alike. Get saved. Those in the world system and the word system are in a different system. Get saved. Get saved. Here in John 7:37, he says to me, here is the solution. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. Now, I'm his representative this morning. Saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If any man need an answer, if any man need victory, if any man need to move beyond fear, let him come unto me and drink. And he says in the 38th verse, he that believeth on me, see the word believers again, you just heard in John 3:16, and you heard in Mark 9:23, right?
Yes.
Believeth. So what's happening now, the believers are being separated from the system. Oh, Leroy. Yeah. The believers are being separated from the system all over the world. I prophesy as a prophet of God. The believers are being separated from the system. The system is in trouble.
Mm. Wow.
That's right.
Verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, listen very carefully, because I'm in fear and trembling. The virus out of the believer's life is washed away with living water.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So if you not a believer, you can't wash it away.
Come on, sir.
Because it's going to stay in the system a while. The living water is the Holy Ghost. Verse 39 said, but this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Well, we have him, right? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because of Jesus was not yet glory, but the Holy Ghost is given now. Now, here, I'm going to give you these verses to read. Ezekiel 47, verses 3 through 9 will show you that only those who can swim in faith are believers are going to be fully protected. Get saved. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Stop playing around. He also told me before I left out of my office, if I clear up the whole thing, the world system will go further in sin. He said, I've tested them with 9/11. They came to me, but right after it cleared up, they went back.
That's right.
There are two worlds. My world of believers And the world that will not believe. Watch this, my brothers and sisters, because there's something else God won't take care of, then I'm going to start preaching. These watered down churches will not last because a world system gospel is being preached. The numbers are great because most men are not under conviction. Wow. They are looking for another solution beside my spirit. Wow. And therefore they will come in large crowds. There are men of God in my system you can't replace. I put them there. You can say anything you want about them. You can try to shut them down. But they are the one that are going to keep this thing flowing. Popularity going to rise up. And they're going to think it's the real thing. But more viruses are coming. And the only way my people are going to be ready is that they hear what I'm saying to the church today. The water of living, the river of living water, and believing is the only thing that's going to believe. So the answer has come. The virus is over for those who believe.
Come on, sir.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
But the virus is not over.
Yes, sir.
It remains in the world system. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's begin. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Now remember, before I go to preaching, don't mess with that. This is God speaking. Don't mess with it. Don't come up with your clear ideas, because you're just going to watch you fall. You don't play with a real man of God. First John chapter 5, we're going to talk a few minutes about building unshakable faith in a shaken world. Now, this message will walk you through the prophecy. Building unshakable faith in a shook up world.
Mm-hmm.
You got it? Building unshakable faith, now listen very carefully, in a shaken up world system. Uh-huh. See, the world system and the world is not the same. Uh-huh. The world that God made is not the world system.
Come on, sir.
The world that God made is under a word system.
Yes, sir.
All right? In 1 John chapter 5, the first five verses we're going to work with. And look at the first word. What's the first word?
Whosoever.
I underline that. Whosoever. That means everybody is not included in this text.
Wow.
That's right.
That word, I sense it in my spirit, whosoever brings a covering over the children of God right now.
Yes,
whosoever.
Yes.
Look at the next word. It's another rank. It's another category. What we're about to talk about, it come in another rank, in another, ooh, glory to God, in another category. Whosoever believeth. Now, what's the opposite of that? Whosoever do not believe is not included in this message this morning.
That's right. That's Bible. Mm-hmm. That's Bible. Plain.
But whosoever believeth is about to step in unshakable faith.
Yes. Wow.
about viruses, about anything, fire, anything that comes, storm, anything that comes. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is put in another category called born of God. Born of God. Born, everybody say born of God. Yeah, those who are born of God is born beyond just being physical. And the church has to know that. This diluted gospel, these seeker-sensitive churches are coming with large numbers of followers with positive thinking without God.
Wow.
It's not going to stand. Because you got to be born of God. Say born of God.
Born of God.
See, you cannot walk in unshakable faith unless you're born of God. And everyone that, I'm still in verse 1, that loveth him. Oh my goodness. Underline loveth him. Born of God and loveth him. Loveth him enough to respect him with the way you live. I'm not preaching to the happy church now. I'm preaching to the real church.
Come on,
sir.
Yes.
Everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also that begotten of him. Verse 1, verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God. That we love the children of God. When we love God, oh my, he couldn't, that last part of that second verse, oh my, 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 oh my. And what? Keep his commandments, keep his word. Look what John 15:3 says. I want to look at John 15:3 and John 15:7. Yeah, so we're going to have a hallelujah here this morning. What is John 15:7? Do y'all have it? John 15:3. You are clean.
Yeah.
Through the word. Not the word in the Bible, but the word
wow.
I've spoken to you.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Yep, yep.
You're not clean through memorization. You're cleansed through revelation.
Wow.
Yep.
The word, God wants his church cleared up.
Yeah.
All these holes got to get out of the church. All these pimps got to get out of the church. All these different ideas and programs you brought in God's church, it's got to be cleansed up. And the only way going to be cleansed is that men and women of God stand up and preach like I'm preaching.
Yes.
You're not going to be the walking unshakable faith. Look in John 15:7. You're not going to be the walking. I'm going to close in a few minutes. You're not going to be the walking unshakable faith. If you abide in me, in my words, abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto thee. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. And his commandments are not grievous. Now, verse 4, here we go. Here's, and those things prelude. You got to believe, you got to love, you got to know, you got to keep. And then you can go into verse 4. Verse 4, the first word in verse 4, The second word in verse 4 is the same first word in verse 1. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now, to really understand this, before I get into principles, overcoming the world system.
Yeah.
See, that's the world system and that's the word system. They're different. See, it's faith is birthed out of the word system.
Yes.
And the word system is unshakable.
Yes.
See. So he said, for whosoever or whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now, let me give you a definition of the world he's talking about. It's that organized system headed by Satan that leave God out and is a rival to him. I'm going to give you that again. The world overcometh the world. Because the Bible says in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. So he's not talking about that world. He's talking about a system. The Bible says Satan is the god of this world system.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Now this message will go down in history. Not because of Leroy, but it's going down in history. Because it's going to change so many things. Because the Lord didn't touch this hopped up church that they're bringing in.
Yes,
and they got thousands and thousands in it. They don't know nothing about God.
Come on, God.
Wow.
They got their own little gidget system. And it seems like it's working, but it's going to crash. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory. And this is the victory that overcometh the world system, even our faith.
Yeah.
We're here, but we're not here.
Yeah.
We're in another position. Anybody here with me?
Yes, sir.
And it says in the fifth verse, who is he that overcometh the world system? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. There is conquering power through this confession of John 5:4, because God is sovereign over the world. And only through the Son does man have access to and find favor with God.
Yes, sir.
Only through the Son. You ready? Huh? You see, you believe it, you're born, you're begotten, you love, and you're keeping his commandment. You're not a regular person. Jesus decreed, turn to John 16. Look at verse 33. Jesus decreed that he has overcome the world. Therefore, apply your faith in him. Notice what he says. These things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. Now, in the world, you shall have tribulation.
Yes,
what he said? But be of what?
Good cheer.
I have overcome the world system. See, you're not about overcoming the world. I have overcome the world system. How? How do I overcome? Go back to the first of the verse. These things have I spoken unto you. Those things that are spoken cause you to be a world overcomer.
Yes, sir.
A COVID-19 overcomer.
Yes, sir.
No matter a storm, Laura, overcomer.
Yes, sir.
But you got to be abiding in unshakable faith.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel, but I'm only moved by what I believe. Now you listen at the first of the table and cleared up all that fear and worry and anxiety and stress you've had. God has spoken. This virus is not after you. is declare some of this ungodliness in these weak churches that are being built without respect for God, that have left the Bible out, wearing a little t-shirt and stuff, preaching the gospel. It's time for those to get back to the real God and honor him and come in, because Jesus put some men out of a thing because they had the wrong garment on. These things have I spoken unto you. So you have to know what's spoken. That in me you might have peace. I've spoken to you my word, that no matter what come up in this world system, you have peace. In the world, you have tribulation. If you let this world system take you, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Go back to the text. Go back to 1 John. Go back to the text. I got to read this verse again. The Lord told me to read it. Because I want to read two. I'm going to jump to one right now. I'll read two together. For John, 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever is born of God, what? And this is the what? Well, we can't live in defeat and victory at the same time. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Unshakable faith in a shaken world by what God has spoken. So now I've got to say it. I know y'all, the new age might not want it, the new generation. Satan is trying to dilute God's word with technology. And he probably try to move it from theology to technology. Wow. And God's word is becoming a theory. Wow. Back to John 15:7. Yeah. If you abide in me, yeah, and my words abide in you, then you can make a demand on my power. Yeah. Otherwise, all this little saluted stuff they're putting, the little diluted stuff they're putting, I don't care how popular they look, baby. There was popularity in the Bible. It's still no power. And I don't care if they look like they're producing something. They're not producing a doggone thing, because it can't happen unless the Spirit of God in it. don't let them get you upset. Don't let them. You see, the real church can't be outnumbered.
That's right.
One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Y'all want me to finish?
Yes, sir.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I feel a lot of people getting set free this morning. Glory to God. Getting free from this world system and think that everybody in the same condition. No. No, a portion in the word and a portion on the outside of the word, you are not in the same condition. You open for the devil if you're not in the word, but those who are in the word, they are not open for the devil. Let me read it again. 1 John 5, 4, because I want to put 1 John 4, 4 with it. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the what? World, right? And this is the victory that overcomes the world, what? Even our faith, unshakable, right?
Yes.
Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You see that?
Yeah.
What 1 John 4, 4 said?
Yeah.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world system.
Yep.
Satan is the god of this world. And so he put his system in this world trying to bluff the real world.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing you back this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Here is what Go stay to 1 John 4:4, because I want to show you. Here's what true faith is saying right now. Here's what true faith is saying right now. 1 John 4:4. Ye of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Look what he's saying now. Verse 5. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world system. And the world here is them. We are of God. He that knows God here is us. He that is not of God here is not us. So go ahead and turn it off if you want with your crazy self. Turn it off. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Yes, sir.
The spirit of error has gotten in these make-believe churches.
Yeah. Wow.
And so a lot of people believe it and they hear it because they want to modernize Jesus.
Wow. Come on, sir.
Now listen to the first two things I say. I'm speaking as a prophet of God this morning. Jesus decreed that he has overcome the world. Therefore, apply your faith in him. The second thing I said, here's what true faith is saying right now. And that's 1 John 4 and 4. We read it, 5 and 6. Let me give you another one. Turn to Romans 12. To appreciate this unshakable faith, you must keep transforming.
That's right. Come on.
The world system is in a transfer mode. Whatever anybody says or come up with, you take it. But those of us who are transforming can't be transferred. We're stable. We're solid. We're straight. We know. Everything come up must not transfer you. Turn to Romans 12. You can't transfer somebody who is transformed. You can't take us out of our belief. You can't take us out of our faith. We can't take us out of the blood. You can't take us out of the cross. You can't take us out of grace. Because we're living a transformed life. We don't take the shape of the world. We're not going to conform to what's coming up. I'm the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forever. There is no new religion. There is no new revelation.
Come on.
It's the power of the cross. It's the power of the blood. It's the power of the resurrection.
Power of the cross. It's the power of the cross. Power of the cross.
Let me ask somebody, am I preaching yet?
Yes.
Body of Christ, hear me. I'm just a little country boy. But I'm in tune.
Yeah.
Lord God.
Romans 12. People be in touch all over the world. Helping God. There's got some real Christians all over the world. They're running right now. Real Christians, God dog it, that's a real preacher, preaching a real word. God dog, whoa, my God, I'm glad I tuned in this morning. How many online? Don't you worry, don't you have no fear. You're on another system. Good God Almighty. Your prayers are being answered. This is the confidence that we have in him. We ask anything according to where he is. And if we know he is, 1 John 5:14-15.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be in confidence.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have courage now.
Yeah.
In this modern religion, they don't have no conviction.
No.
And therefore, when you don't have no conviction, you have no consecration. I beseech you, therefore, in Romans 12, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to this world. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you bring, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And then you go down to the measure of faith, in which we start this series with. We come to this measure is unshakable faith. So to appreciate this unshakable faith, you must keep transforming. You must do 1 Thessalonians 5, I think it's 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, let me see that. Is that it? See, with this new stuff, you can't stay sanctified because it's settling for the world system. It's a social gospel. Mm-hmm. It's a, oh my. Listen to what the Lord about to say now. Oh, I never heard it. It's a system gospel. It's a gospel gotten from the system of Satan. So it can't be sanctified. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the next verse, verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you. Ha, ha, ha. Who also, you can't do it, but who also, let him do it, who also will do it. You got it? Turn to, let me just, can I show you another aspect of this unshakable faith? Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Now you know the Lord have spoken the solution to COVID-19, right? Y'all know that, right? Huh? And you know, there's no vaccine going to change this thing.
That's right.
So they don't need to listen to all that. That's false hope.
That's right.
The only answer for COVID-19 is sanctification. Of spirit, soul, and body. All right. Give me a few more minutes. I don't care if I sound good or not. I don't care what. All I know is that the Lord talking to us.
Sure.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
We ain't running, but we're winning. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1. Verse 12. And here's, you're not going to understand this. I'll give you what the Lord said. Unshakable faith, words are greater than the world conversation. Uh-huh. Unshakable faith, words are greater than the world conversation. Uh-huh. Hear what the 12th verse says. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we had our conversation in the world and more abundantly towards you. By the grace of God. We talking God talk, not the world talk. The world talk is popular. God talk is powerful.
Yes.
See, See, they're popular. They got popular phrases that they use. Listen to some of them guys preach with them with those seeker-sensitive church. They got little cliches they're saying, but they don't have no, it's popular, but they don't have no power. And I'm going to use old broken English. It ain't going to work. Not in a time like this, all right? Let me go a few more minutes. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 4. And this is so vivid here that I want you to see it clearly. Satan is the god of the world system, but he's not the god of your world.
Come on.
Ooh, somebody say, ooh.
Come on.
Satan is the god. Are you hearing me out there? Listen, I'm talking to you in your home. Members, come on, Word of Life. Satan is the god of this world system, but he's not the god of your world. So therefore, sickness and disease can handle the world system, but it cannot handle your world because your world is covered by blood. A man named Jesus made a new world for us.
Yes, he did.
Everybody not in the same boat. Everybody wasn't in Noah. All the rest was destroyed, but Noah was in the ark. Jesus is the ark. We in Jesus.
Yes,
huh. Satan is the god of the world system. Satan is the god of the world system. Satan is the god of the world system, but he's not the god of your world.
That's right.
My word is John 3:16.
Yes.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, who that believeth in him shall not perish from Clovis 19. Somebody get up and get a little dance going on. This. We got to jig a little bit here right now. We got to dance on this. I don't care what the world say. I don't care. Go ahead and preach your little flower gospel. Just the real gospel. I got Jesus on my side. The real gospel. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. I'll be through in a minute. Colossians chapter 1. They're bragging about a great man of God. They didn't replace him. You can't replace that man. That man's solid as a rock. You can't replace him with no little rookie. How you gonna replace this great man of God who's solid as a rock, who thought thousands of Christ and changed a lot of people's lives, changed my life? What? I ain't calling no name. You know, you can't replace him. I hear the word disgrace. Disgrace. A disgrace is coming when they try to replace the real gospel. Exposure is coming. Oh, I'm prophesying this morning. Exposure is coming. And they call it replace, but it's disgrace coming. Boom, I better close. My. Colossians. This unshakable faith is for you to live in the world of faith in God and his will. Unshakable faith enable you to live in the world of faith. Now listen, in God and in his will. All right? Colossians 1. I'll close in a minute. I've said enough to close. This message here shake the world system up.
That's
You know that. You know it, right?
Yes, sir.
And you know what? This message is not afraid of the war. No man can do nothing with this. This from God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I don't care how I sound. I don't care how I look. I don't care how I feel. This is from God.
Yes, sir.
Come on. And every burden you was carrying, every word you was carrying, just take care of yourself. Be wise, but listen to what God has said to you this morning. Your believing excludes you from this virus. I'll leave that alone. I can't tell you everything. The Lord had to talk to you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, 2 Peter 3 says we're partakers of divine nature, who are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Saints in light. Saints in enlightenment. Saints in revelation. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom someday we're going to get it. No. In whom, no matter what come up, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Second Corinthians 5:7, Ephesians 6:16, I believe it is, walking by faith, wearing the shield of faith. Unshakable faith is one who is walking by faith and wearing the shield of faith, quenching all the fiery darts of the enemy. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. What y'all waiting on back there? 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And we find out it's unshakable faith. And then Ephesians 6:16. I think it's Ephesians 6:16. Is it 16? Ephesians, where the shield of faith? Above all, you should want to know it. Taking the shield of faith, whereby you shall be able to quench. Clovis 19. Because all that is a dot, is a fiery dot of the enemy.
Yeah.
Is a fiery dot of the wicked.
Yeah.
But you're not wicked. You're the righteous. Unshakable faith. I got two more things I'm going to tell you. Unshakable faith must keep building in the spirit world. Jude 20. Beloved, I worship of all things. No, Jude 20. Behold, I give you power. No, that's not Jude 20. You see, all these scriptures coming up. Building yourself up on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself on your, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building unshakable faith in a shook up world by praying in the Holy Ghost. And then you'll be able to walk in. Let's go in 2 Corinthians 4:13 now. We having, we're not trying to get, we having the same spirit of faith. We believe, according as it's written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Unshakable faith must keep building in the spirit world. Keep building. Keep building your faith no matter what happens. Keep building your faith. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep moving in the spirit of faith. Then, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of unshakable faith can't not be stopped. The gospel of unshakable faith cannot be stopped. Romans 1:16-17. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. Look at verse 17. Look at verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, that is written, the just shall live by unshakable faith.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I close this morning. You can start coming, Junior. I'm closing. I mean, in 40 minutes, I mean, this thing is so impacted. This thing can answer the world question all over the world. People on the internet stuff going to see this, and they're going to release pastors who've been walked upon because they're living holy lives, and these little rookies coming up with these little cliches, and all these people following them, all these little, oh my God. Man, been out here 30, 40, 50 years doing what's right, and then all these little churches come popping up, and then they're talking about replacing a man of God with a boy. God, my souls, you can't lock me down.
Yes.
Amen. Unshakable faith, this is my last point today. Unshakable faith is living by the faith of the Son of God who said, it is finished.
Yeah.
John 19:30.
Yeah.
And Galatians 2:20, and I close. John 19:30. Unshakable faith is living by the faith of the Son of God who said, it is finished. Look in John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the, thank you, Jesus, vinegar, he said, it is finished. Bow his head and give up the ghost. It's finished.
Yeah.
Sickness and disease over for us. Viruses are over. You can't fire, you can't destroy us. Then Galatians 2:20 said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, oh my, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Shh, but I have to give this word out. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. I want you to put it on the board in the Amplified Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. I thought I could wait till next Sunday, but the Lord said, no, do it now. It read in the King James Version, for the time will come. Well, let's read from the first verse in 2 Timothy 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance, appearing in his kingdom. Verse 2, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Notice verse 3, and this is what I have done this morning. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of the evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. Now, give me the Amplified Bible. I think it would be beautiful to do the whole thing in the Amplified Bible. So give me the Amplified Bible in 2 Timothy. It's so important now. for the body of Christ to be stable. In verse 1, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by in the light of his coming in his kingdom. Verse 2, herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by, be at hand and ready. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome, you as preachers of the word are to show people in what way their lives are wrong and convince them, rebuking and correcting, warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching. Give me the next verse. For the time is coming when people will not tolerate, endure sound and wholesome instruction, but have ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying. They will gather to themselves one teacher after another to a considerable number, choosing to satisfy their own lacking and to foster the error they hold. And will turn aside from hearing the truth and wander off into myth and man-made affliction. Give me verse 5. I'm about to go on. As for you, be calm and cool and sturdy. Accept and suffer unflinchingly every hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fully perform all the duties of your ministry. I want you to reread that and read that. That's the Lord. He said, itching. I sat down in my chair. He said, itching, itching. And I knew from a student, he's talking about itching ears. This is the time that we're in. And God is selling itching ears. Would not be able to deal with COVID-19. Thank you, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Put on the board 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 in the Passion Bible. We're a little disorganized this morning, but we are disorganized to be organized. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I haven't read the whole thing in the Passion Bible, but I think I want to read it because I read the third verse. Timothy, in the presence of our great God and our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is destined to judge both the living and the dead by the revelation of his kingdom. Go to verse 2. Proclaim the word of God and stand upon it no matter what. Rise to the occasion and preach when it is convenient and when it is not. Preach in the full expression of the Holy Spirit. Next verse. With wisdom and patience, as you instruct and teach the people. Go to the next verse. For the time is coming when they will no longer listen and respond to the healing words of truth, because they will become selfish and proud. They will seek out teachers with soothing words that line up with their desire, saying just what they want to hear.
Yep.
I'll read the next verse. Read the next verse. Go to verse 4. They will close their ears to the truth and believe nothing but fables and myths. Next verse. So be alert to all these things and overcome every form of evil. Carry in your heart the passion of your calling as a church planner and evangelist, and fulfill your ministry calling. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all over the world, men and women of God are listening today. I thank you that Word of Life Christian Center is covered. I thank you LTMA is covered. Those who are connected with ever-increasing Word, all my partners are covered. This morning, I'm covering them with the Word. But all those who have ears to hear, men and women of all walks of life, may they tune in to the revelation and to the insight that you've given us this morning at Word of Life Christian Center and in the ever-increasing Word. I bless every person, Father, who listening all over the world. I bless ministers, men of God. Men of God, stay on the wall. I pray that they stay on the wall. Keep preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I plead the blood over every man, every woman, every ministry that is willing to yield to your word. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.